Then we will stay.
Alright, so 2 weeks back, remember I mentioned I had a problem with the descriptors?
Yeah.
Where we, if you have a mysterious item, mm-hmm. yeah, so I fixed that, right?
Okay.
And now, because of that, it seems like now we have better messages for warnings.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have, I should say, new warnings. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, once I started compiling the APU trace, I started getting these negative on existing path warnings.
Mm.
So I've been trying to trace what they stand for in the code. Mm. It's a little bit of a pain. But there's quite a few of them.
Mm. Negative dependency?
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing it stands for.
Mm.
So these are the offending traces, the offending actions.
Mm-hmm. I see.
They're all opens.
They're all opens.
So I figured out that it was because of these flags right here. Exclusive and okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if we look at the map page of open,
yeah.
You see that this part right here.
Mm-hmm.
If you have both of those flags and the file already exists, then there's a fail that occurs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what was happening there. In our traces, we don't record on links or removes or anything of that sort. So the first time we open a file with with the OCRE and O exclusive, it's created. But then the next time,
yes,
it's going to fail.
Well, unless you do an unlink in between.
Right. But we don't record those.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. this whole time, they've been warning me about that. I was trying to figure out some ways, and in the morning I figured it out. It's because of that. So, I mean, I think they take care of it. Mm-hmm. They have code for that.
Yeah. So they remove the file and then do the open. Or change the flags and then...
Yes. Yeah. I believe they remove the exclusive flag.
Okay. Okay. Alright. So, I think it would be good to have a list of system calls that, as we go on, we add to that list and say, here are the system calls that we really need to be tracing as well. And
yeah.
I think we've talked about a couple of others too.
So forget about that.
Yeah.
I was supposed to make an email writing about the changes to the trace that we should be making.
Yeah. I think that would be very...
I need to talk with Tector.
Yeah. So the unlink is certainly one of those things.
You recently gave me access to the repo for the trace recorder, so I'll be looking at it inside as well. Maybe I can help them out a little bit. Because I mean, until we fix the traces, I won't have very accurate
replay.
So yeah. I need to help them out if I can.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So I mean, the kernel module kind of works something that you feel up to the challenge for.
Sure. I mean. Currently, in my operation class,
you are
working with some stuff like that, so I'm learning no problem.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's good. That's good. Yeah, certainly, I think we can, if you can contribute to that other effort, that would be great.
Yeah, I was asking for advice if I'm stuck with anything,
because
I don't want to mess up anything in the tracer. And the,
you cannot, because what you'll do is go through hopefully a repository of some kind, so that even if you mess up, we always have the previous version to roll back.
Right.
Don't worry about messing up systems, because software, the workflows today are already prepared for that. That's what I keep telling my mom. Actually, my mom is much better than my dad, but my dad initially used to be concerned about does he mess up the computer. And I said, don't worry, just do it. Gets messed up, don't worry, we'll fix it. Especially for computer scientists, critical not to worry about messing up the system, because we do that all the time.
Of course. Alright, so the change I made to fix the file dependency issue.
Yeah.
So before I had it so that for each PID, it has its own pool of file descriptors.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you allocate a file descriptor, once you release it, it gets put back into the pool.
Yeah.
And you always take away
mm-hmm.
the smallest one.
Yeah.
So now I've made it so that all of them have one pool.
Mm.
This might be a little weird, but with this, it allows me to see how many file descriptors are open currently.
When you say all of them, what do you mean?
So every PID
mm.
opens from a certain yeah. from only one pool.
Okay. Yeah. And,
so, I mean, I can show you the code.
There's no locking.
No.
No locking requirement. Because you're just processing the trace serially.
Unless I'm confused about something, I'm guessing that the kernel doesn't force you to have the smallest file descriptor at a time, right? It could return back any file descriptor.
Yeah, I think so.
So that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So currently, the way I have it, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Python generators.
Not really.
Basically, you know how you have a range?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a range, but like it's saved in memory. Not the whole thing. It's just every time you ask one integer from it, it'll give you one.
Okay.
And it'll remember the last one it gave you. So next time you ask from it, it'll give you another one.
Mm-hmm.
But it won't generate the whole list.
Okay, and you can populate the list too.
Yeah. So, well, the list, I have it set up so that it could it gives me up to a maximum of 2 to the 32.
Okay.
So that would be the size of an integer.
But can you recycle your...
Yes, so...
You can add back to the generator pool?
Yeah. So every time there's an open call, I get that from the generator. Now, if there's a close on that file descriptor, I put it back into a pool.
Mm.
The pool starts off with no file descriptors
here.
Right? So every time I there's an open call, I grab it from the generator, I put it back in the pool. Now, when there's a system call that's not an open on a new inode we've never seen before.
Okay.
This we don't get from the available pool.
Okay.
We get from the generator so that there's no clashes with previous file descriptors.
Yeah.
So remember our problem I had with there's an open, which returns back, let's say, file descriptor 4.
Yeah.
And there's a close on file descriptor 4.
Yeah.
And then we have a write on a new inode we've never seen before. So before I had it so that it would grab the smallest file descriptor. So it would have been a write on 4. That should be a bug, right? Because you close the file descriptor and now you're writing to it. That's a bug. So now, because I'm not getting from the available pool, I'm forcing it to get from the generator, that there's no longer a clash with the previous file descriptors.
Okay.
So that's how I fixed the issue.
Okay.
Now, and because I have one single pool, the generator tells me how many have been allocated. So I could see, okay, there's... What I got from this open was a 98, or what I got for this mysterious inode is a 100-something. I know that no more than 100-something file descriptors have been allocated at a time.
Yeah.
So that allows me to see how many file descriptors are open, which will hopefully help me gauge
how... What is the load on the system?
Exactly.
In terms of file descriptors.
Yes. So it turns out, for the APU traces... At most, I see open at a time, it's between 80 and 90.
For the entire APU?
Actually, no. Because, alright, so, for example, this is very bottom of the trace of the APU.
Yeah.
See how these opens return back, for example, 10, because I was put back into the pool. Now, these reads are based off of inodes that I haven't been seen before. So, we see that the highest possible value we could get from the generator is 1,905.
Okay.
So, I need to check
what is
the file value for...
I think the limit of the file descriptors is 1024.
1024? Is that the soft or the hard?
I think that's the hard limit per process, and you're running one process, which is the trace replayer.
Yeah.
But you should talk to Hector.
Yeah.
Because he'll know for sure, because he's been playing with those limits.
Okay.
And he bumped it up to 1 million and he said they can't go any further because the system won't allow it.
Has he been able to replay some traces with the increase that he put?
With the increase, he could go further with the trace. But
okay.
Because the closes are not happening.
Right, yeah.
His opens are accumulated. There are too many file descriptors.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I need to talk to him.
You were inserting the close, right?
Close?
Yeah.
Well, having gotten to that point... As long as...
So this is the entire APU trace, right?
Yes. So, there's the whole trace.
So this is the whole trace of the day of APU.
Of that certain file, that certain system. So for APU,
yeah,
it was just about 65,000 lines.
Yeah.
For a dirt shoot, about 5 million. So okay, there's a big difference there.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't add any clothes when you have a situation where you have a new file descriptor that has not been seen before getting used. But, well, you solve it by pulling from the generator now.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So I did that so now I could go look into the code that they have for the RC compiler and see if they actually measure the time.
Yeah.
If they insert an open somewhere.
Yeah. So it would be good for you to, you know, talk about your findings with Hector.
Yeah.
I was hoping to have both of you guys here at the same time. Let's see if I can get...
I can stay here until it comes to me.
Yeah. Let me see if I can get...
Hello.
Hector?
Yes.
Hey, could you come up? Because Humberto is here and I thought it would be good for you to be here as well.
Okay, I will be going up.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Yeah, so it would be good for Hector to... You know, because I thought he mentioned that he could replay any traces because of the file descriptor issue. I think even with the 1 million, I thought he said that he couldn't play any traces. But that was... Maybe it was... 1024. I need to. Let's have him. You know,
yeah.
Remind me what he was actually talking about. But in any case, I think it's good to have this counter of how many file descriptors you're using at any given time. The generator just increases from. I think you cannot use 0, 1, and 2 because those are standard files.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good. So, Python generators. So now you're able to have RC run the whole thing.
For the APU?
Yeah.
No, because as you saw, it was 1,290, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And our soft limit is only up to 1024.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
thanks, guys. So I wanted Mirtha to update you on what he's been doing.
Okay.
And you know, one of the things we've been talking about is maybe have him help you or at least learn about the kernel module work that you've been working on. Mm-hmm. And eventually get his help as well.
Okay,
sure. Do some certain things.
So I ran into the same issue you're having with the number of file descriptors open at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Too many. Even for the APU tricks, which is just like 65,000 lines. So, I need to talk to you about how to like work around that. Because for now, I only have it for like the default.
You have an? Oh, you have the default?
Yeah, I have the default, which is what, 1024?
Something like that. So you can change that.
APU trees are getting up to 1,906. That's the highest file descriptor open at a time. The file.
Highest number of file descriptors.
So that's more than the soft limit that we're allowed.
Right. And these trays, you make sure it's complete. I mean, doesn't have any missing records.
No, it's I'm just grabbing it from the available traces in the Scarface.
Right.
So yeah, there are gaps.
I see.
So it means that there may closes are missing potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. These can be changed. Well, there's a way you can change it in the terminal. I think it's using there's a command for that. And limits or something.
You need to be root to be able to do that, right?
Or have sudo. You have a browser?
Yeah, so you guys can figure that out eventually, right?
Yeah.
There's no the limits. But
it's just, yeah.
Just to clarify where we are at, you are able to pretty much replay the traces using the
as fast as possible.
As fast as possible mode of the
root.
The root trace replayer. So that's great. And the way you do it is you convert our traces into the format that they need, fill in some of the gaps with respect to the options or parameters of the various system calls that we don't track. I think those are the things that I think you could communicate with Hector to say, okay, here are the things you're missing and we need to add to the module so that the RC, the root replayer, can actually do its job better.
So I'll go ahead and write an email to you.
Okay, sure.
With the things I've been filling in because we don't have them, and maybe we could work that into the recorder.
Okay.
And right now, Hector is working on getting both entry point records and exit point records, so we would know what is the execution time of that.
Yeah, that's,
so that's one of the things that we needed, right? And also the return values.
Mm-hmm. All that will help getting a more accurate. A replay on the trace.
But besides that, you had some other things such as flags of the open that are missing.
Yeah. We don't.
Yeah, certain specific parameters that we don't record and that's required by the replayer.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
What else is. What else is. So times, return values, additional parameters that are missing.
Specifically.
And map flags. And there are certain system calls which are missing entirely, such as unlink.
Unlinks, yeah.
Yes.
So that we need to add.
Be adding those?
We kind of didn't have any way.
So I think you need to make a to-do list of things that the replayer needs to do. And then once you have that, I think it's important for us to do in-house testing before we can give instructions to Eric. To install it, because if it breaks first time you may be little lenient, but if it breaks the second and the third time he may not try our code anymore on the production servers. So we just have to break it as much as possible in the lab before we give it.
Actually I talked with Daniel a few minutes ago
and
he told me to update my changes in the
repository.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he will ask for a merge request and add him as a supervisor. Yes. Supervisor.
I will approve it or whatever.
Approve it. Something like that. I was talking to him a few minutes ago.
Great. And let's get the new traces so that we have more accurate replay. And you're still working on the bug that not the bug. There is a bug, because of which we are losing records. We still don't know why we are losing records.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Do you have any clues?
No.
Yet?
No.
Do you have any leads as to where you should be looking at next?
Right now, I'm looking just in my local computer.
You're just writing to your local machine?
Yes.
And even then, there are missing records.
Right. So I need to keep looking at that. But the last couple of days I was working on adding K return props to the other system calls instead of J props.
Right. Okay. So this is probably the last meeting that we're going to have in person, because next week I'm at a conference, and the week after I'm going to India. So I don't think I'll be on campus on Tuesday. I may be on campus on Monday. So if you can come on Monday, then we can meet one last time before I head out.
Yeah.
Okay, so Monday, not the coming Monday, but the week after. And in the meanwhile, and even in the future, I want you to be working with Hector.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah?
Sure.
Okay, let's do that. So... So you have stuff to do, and Humberto, you have, one of the things is making that list of stuff which is missing, and Hector might add his own things to it, and then the next thing is to start looking at the kernel module itself, the tracing module, and see how you can contribute.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, great. All right. Well, thank you. I'll set up a time to meet on Monday if it's possible.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Hector.
See you. You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.